Now, last evening, a Traveller Pride Mass was held in St Mary's Cathedral in Killarney. The Mass is part of events surrounding Traveller Pride Week, which celebrates Travener culture. Ryan Jones and Sean Collins of Kerry College Radio Kerry Digital Broadcasting Course bring us this report.
Hi, I'm Bridget Quilligan, the project manager of Kerry Traveller Health Community and Development Project. The Mass today was a very special event. It's a first time event, a collaboration between Kerry Travellers and the Diocese Social Justice and Peace Committee. We want to celebrate our traveller identity and look at our contribution to Ireland. And I suppose you can't look at your contribution to Ireland without looking at travellers' contribution to the church. We're a people of great faith and spirituality. And we are primarily people of faith and want to take our place in the church and feel included and part of the whole church community, because the church is wider than the Mass. It's about a whole community. It's about going out doing good in your community and feeling like an equal member of society and of your community.
Now we have a picture of our hearts. This represents our love for animals. They bring us so much joy to travellers. Looking after and caring for their horses.
Hello, my name is Des Bailey. I'm the pastoral development worker with the Diocese of Kerry.
And how important was today's Mass to have?
Well, as part of our work in the Diocese, we have a Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation Committee. So this committee oversees, you know, justice pieces throughout the Diocese. And, you know, one of our groups here in Kerry, certainly, who have experienced marginalisation and injustice at times, is a travelling community. So today we just wanted to mark it as a diocese and to celebrate traveller community and all that they've brought to Kerry and to the life of Kerry, into the life of the church.
I would like to thank Kerry Travellers Community, Richard Nelson, who has worked very hard to help us with this last year. Also,
my own name's Richard O'Brien. I'm a member of the travelling community, and a couple of years ago I had a plan to start an initiative to get more travellers involved in parish life, and this Mass has been one of the main ideas. We would hope that this Mass will be replicated throughout the country and be celebrated on the same day, as it would bring all unity among all travellers and the settled community. And both communities were praying together, and it was really nice to see that. I don't think we do that very often in society, and I think the church is a good place to bring people together.
And this is part of the Traveller Pride Week, so tell us a bit about the Traveller Pride Week this week.
Well, Traveller Pride really began because, you know, when our children open up the papers or they go on Facebook, they're seeing all these negative stories, and I suppose, you know, they didn't really know what it meant to be a traveller. They had the wrong idea. So this is a simple way of reminding them that they came from good people. They didn't come from criminals. They came from good, honest people who were self-efficient. At the end of the day, they were forced out onto the side of the road in hail, rain and snow of no fault of their own. And they built a tradition, and that's a tradition that we should be proud of, because it's a tradition of music, dance and people joining together, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we're trying to help the children understand that and realise that and know where to come from. We had a couple of events throughout Killarney and Tralee, Listowel and Castle Island. Family fun days, days that involve sports, a lot of sportive activities. The idea was, I suppose, just to get all the children and their families out to have a talk and, I suppose, you know, catch up with each other and talk about the future and how we might make it brighter and better, you know. The whole purpose of this, these events were to bring people together, to get people talking, and you know, realise that travellers, they're not these bad people and they're not all criminals, that some of them are well-educated people working in the public service, and they're working as doctors, nurses, solicitors, and they're just like them. It's just they're probably people that just didn't have the same opportunities as a certain community, and these events, when the people come together, they realise that, and I think if one person realises it, they'll share it to another person, and then hopefully, you know, in time to come, everyone will know that it's all not negative about travellers, and that we do contribute to society and help out where we can.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great report there from St Mary's Cathedral in Killarney. Richard O'Brien, whom you heard at the end of the interview, spoke to me a few weeks ago on the show about the groundbreaking initiative by the Diocese of Kerry to get more people from a traveller background involved in parish life. That sounds like that's step one of it there with that massive